Oh my God, what time is it, you guys?
It's live time.
We haven't mentioned Big Fatty all night, but he's practically dead.
Oh. So. actually met real Fatty. Is it a real person?
Could you put up with this without me?
Real Fatty is actually a real person.
I could be real Fatty. Who would know the difference? Is real Fatty? What is real Fatty? Has anyone actually met real Fatty? Is it a real person?
Yeah,
he may or may not exist.
Is he fat?
No.
I'm just wondering about it.
He's rotund.
He is not rotund.
No.
He's very skinny.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
He may or may not exist.
Is he fat?
No.
Hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3034 of the BFO for Thursday, the 26th of September, 2019. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Big Fatty, I did not hear the Laughing Buddha or George in Atlanta. Well, they're busy getting ready for North and South of things. Oh, okay. Hello, routinas. Yes, Big Fatty. Hi. Oh, hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, your routinas, because y'all, Big Fatty's kind of getting back into the routine. Yes, Big Fatty, to include not being able to sleep. Y'all, I got to tell you. I tell you what. I'll get to it when I tell you all about my first day back here at the villa. Yes, Big Fatty. Again, it is very nice to have the happy music again by Alex Lefebvre. And Tuesday after I recorded, I just kind of piddled around the villa here. I spoke to Big Fatty, spoke to Durwood and to Granny on the cellular telephonic device, then y'all, I went for my evening nipple walk. Y'all, I did the long nipple walk. I'm just kind of getting back into the swing of things, but y'all, it felt good to just kind of get out. But y'all, but first of all, it's getting dark much earlier now, and y'all, the decorative lighting here at the villa was already on before I left, and y'all, I left about 7:10, but it was dark when I got home. Yes, Big Fatty, y'all, I'll be having to switch to do my nipple walk before the evening news rather than after the evening news, so I can do so with the safety of daylight. Daylight? Big Fatty, how about daylight? Okay, anyway, it was just lovely. Y'all, then I got home, and because it was humid. It wasn't hot, but it was humid. But although, y'all, this week it is hot again here in Charleston. I saw that some people, I think that the Laughing Buddha, who was it? Was it the Turnipet or was it Dave? It was Big Fatty, we don't know, but up there in the northern Mexico, they were having to put on camisoles now. But anyway, What was I saying? Y'all, so I took me a shower, just rinsed off, and it felt good. Kind of washed the day off, because, you know, just washing the day off. And, y'all, then I sat down. I had missed last Wednesday's episode of the Big Blah! So I sat down and I watched that. And, y'all, then at 9 p.m. of the evening, we recorded the penultimate episode of But First. And, y'all, it was me and old Crooked Hat and Moose and Sam in the Hinterlands and the Faye Driver. Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee, couldn't be bothered to join us, as was the case with Alex Lefevre. And Archer was, I think he was recording some sort of cellular telephonic device, little show with John Ong and Big Ricky. Speaking of cellular telephonic devices, I did not mention this when I was recapping my stay over in Hatlanta. Y'all, Sunday night, well, first of all, y'all, I had ordered myself an iPhone 11. And y'all, I've decided it's going to be called the iPhone 11-teen. Y'all, I had ordered me an iPhone 11-teen. And y'all, I was going to be over at the I decided I would just pick it up on that Friday, on the 20th. They at the Apple Snack store there in Augusta, and y'all, then when everything happened with my mother, I had to go in and cancel all that because I wasn't going to be there. So y'all, anyway, Sunday night I went back on the Apple Snack store app, and y'all, I ordered me an iPhone 11-teen, just the regular one, in product red, with 128 megabytes of storage, and then I got me one of those wireless charging pads, and I got me a clear case for it. And a hump day afternoon, the wireless charging pad and the clear case arrived, and y'all, tomorrow for right. The iPhone 11-teen will be delivered here to the villa. Big fatty, that's quick. And y'all, I got to say, the ordering process, it could not have been easier. And I'm very impressed because when it gets here, it's already going to be set up with A2&2. With my carrier, and when I disable the old iNATA 6 FAT, iNATA 11-teen will automatically start working, and everything will just be transferred over. Y'all, it's almost like magic. Big Fanny, could it be magic? Just played the chorus there and said all that beginning. So, well, anyway, you know, y'all, there's the Take That. And I love the Take That. And anyway, that's coming tomorrow. But y'all, I have not slept well. I didn't sleep well at all last week, and I didn't sleep well last night. Y'all, I get in the bed, and I just cannot go to sleep. And that damn Whitman Tinka, y'all, it's almost like he's in the bed with me. Big Fatty, that wouldn't be so bad. I understand Whitman Tinka's quite the looker. But still, I'd like to sleep. Yes, Big Fatty. But anyway, finally drifted off. But let's see, you know what? I forgot something that happened yesterday afternoon.
Mystery date, are you ready for your mystery date? Don't be late, it would be great. Open the door for your mystery date.
Will you be ready for swimming or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yes, I know, Squeaky Gentleman Caller. It's been far too long since we've heard from you. And okay, yes, I know. It's you. Yes, Big Betty. Anyway, y'all, this is one of my semi-regular gentleman callers. And y'all, just in the afternoon, hi. And y'all, he came over, and we didn't do a whole lot, just a little bit of a little use of the special chaya, and no humpity bumpity, just some lickety splittity. Beep, right? That's vulgar. But anyway, it was just a lovely, lovely experience. And anyway, y'all, when I got in the bed, I was watching that Stephen Colbert. And y'all, while I was just laying there in the bed, this happened.
Mystery date, are you ready for your mystery date? Don't be late, it would be great. Open the door for your mystery date.
Will you be ready for swimming or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud.
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yes! Y'all, feast or famine? Feast or famine? Thank goodness it's feast right now. Okay, yes, I know. And y'all, this was another semi-regular. Y'all, I hadn't seen him on the dating apps in a long time, and all of a sudden it was like, yes, Big Fatty, I'd love to come over. And y'all, we did have a little humpity bumpity. Yes, Big Fatty, and y'all, it was really good. It was really good. So anyway, but it still didn't help me sleep. But y'all, I got up on hump day morning and had my coffee. I did stay in the bed until about 10 a.m. in the morning, even though I woke up about 7:30. But I did roll over and get a couple of extra winks in. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, then I was off to have lunch with Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl, Olive. Y'all, we went to the famous toastery as always. Y'all, I had the ham and bacon melt on the sourdough bread with the cheese. Y'all, it's a delicious sandwich. And then after that, I went to the Von's East. Can you hear that? Can you hear that? Yes, Big Fatty, we hear it. We hear it. Y'all, as I do, on Wednesdays, went to the Von's East. Y'all, I needed a box of the fabric sheets, and yeah, I get the non-scented ones, so I got a box of those. Y'all, they had the Post Blueberry Morning cereal, breakfast cereal, buy one, get one free, so I got one of those. I got me a bag of pumpernickel croutons. Y'all, I needed some coffee filters for my coffee machine. Y'all, they had that good Asian Bag Solid on sale, and they had, so I got one of those, and they had the good Chopped Caesar Solid kits on sale, so I got a couple of those. Y'all, they had Pineapple Chunks, buy one, get one free, so I got one of those. Y'all, they had the Chicken Pot Pies that Big Fatty likes, $10, so I got, no, $5 for $10, so I got, two of those. Y'all, I got me an onion. Y'all, they had a huge display of the cinnamon broom, so I went ahead and got a second cinnamon broom, for the villa here. They had cube steak on sale, so I got a package of that. And y'all, they had the, lean ground, beef in the 3-pound package that you save even more. So I got a 3-pound package of that. I spent $46.94, but y'all, I saved $18.63. Yes, Big Freddy! And y'all, I came back here to the villa and unpacked my groceries and everything, and was laying on the in the lava chamber, and the doorbell rang, and y'all, it was the ups driver, and y'all, he's cute, so he delivered my wireless charger for the new iPhone 11T, and the plastic case for it. Y'all, I had to sign for that. I can't remember the last time I had to sign for a package, but and I knew I was going to have to sign for the iPhone 11T, but I didn't think I'd have to sign for the charger in the plastic case, but I guess so. So I've been laying on the bed trying to catch up on some of the Candy Crush and things, and y'all, that's pretty much been my day. Yes, Big Fatty. Now, y'all, I am recording this prior to the Big Brother finale, and y'all, the final three people are Jackson and Holly and Nancy. Sometimes she's referred to as Nicole, and y'all, Jackson and Holly will be competing live in the final part of the Head of Household. Y'all, I think the final two will be Jackson and Holly, and I'm not sure how it's going to go. I think Jackson played a good game, but he played dirty to me, and I don't think that should be rewarded. But Holly didn't do anything, so I would love if Nancy won, but I don't think there's a slight chance that could happen, but I don't think it will. But I think the winner is going to be Jackson. And y'all, the Survivor started last night. Yes, Big Freddy! Oh, dear, Gussie. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely Thursday. Y'all, I'm going to dinner at the Carrabba's. You know, this is the wine and dinner night, and for $40 you get a 4-course meal and wine with each of the courses. So I'm doing that. I'll give you a full report on how that went on Tamari's little show. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard Mr. Cackle and the kids over there at the Blime Time, and Mr. Cackle, I think Juicy has got some questions about Big Fatty. Can you give us an idea about what you tell her about me?
He may or may not exist.
Is he fat?
No. Oh, Big Fatty, you're fatter than you were when you went to Atlanta.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.